On this day, 25th May, 1971, revelers blasted. 20 people were in hospital, some of them in a serious condition, early today after a bomb was lobbed into a crowded hall in the Suffolk area of Belfast. The horror happened at a British Legion hall, where a dance and social was in progress. Earlier today, a British soldier shot in the Cromack Street district of Belfast died in hospital. The Suffolk explosion was the worst in the present spate of bombings. Paisley threat, Sir Robert Porter, QC, former Minister of Home Affairs, told the Scarman Tribunal yesterday that on August 14th and 15th, 1969, there were already signs of a fierce Protestant reaction. And if British troops had not intervened, the consequences would have been very ugly. Sir Robert agreed with Mr. Justice Scarman that without military intervention, the situation on the 15th would have deteriorated and the Protestants would not have taken it lying down. Taoiseach Jack Lynch's speech on the 14th had a very bad effect. Sir Robert said that James Callaghan, British Home Secretary, indicated to the Prime Minister, Chichester Clark, that extensive use of troops would involve consideration of the constitutional position of Northern Ireland by Westminster. Both he and the Prime Minister were worried about a report in the Financial Times, which stated that troops would only be used to restore order if the Northern government agreed to surrender its authority to Westminster. H then travelled to London for talks. There was evidence that the IRA had been involved in Derry and Belfast, he said. He did not assume that the violence in August was a planned insurrection, but there were various bodies involved. They all had one aim, the overthrow of the state. The cabinet met at noon on August 15th, and within 25 minutes it was decided to ask for troops. Sir Robert recalled that on August 4th he received a deputation led by the Reverend Ian Paisley, who protested against discrimination against Protestants. Paisley said, "I'm going to get the support of the Protestant people to preserve what is left of N1s." Sir Robert said that the following day he became aware that Catholic houses and licensed premises needed protection. He was not attempting to associate this with Paisley. Eamon Phoenix editor's note, the lobbing of a no-warning bomb into a British Legion hall at Suffolk was seen as a nakedly sectarian IRA attack. Meanwhile, the Liberal Unionist former minister, Beezer Porter, disclosed turmoil at Stormont, a threat by Paisley to mobilise Protestants and Stormont's fear of an IRA insurrection and civil war if troops were not deployed.